You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Two controversial Fairfax cartoons showing people abusing the Food in Schools program have once again come under fire. Labour MP Louisa Wall is appealing a Human Rights Tribunal decision that the two cartoons published in the Marlborough Express and the Press in 2013 didn't bring Māori or Pacifica into contempt. Wall says the cartoons were racist and an unfair depiction of vulnerable people, and she's appealing the decision in the High Court. But these are just the latest in a string of cartoons over the years which have drawn debate for creating caricatures of minority groups. Cartoonist Toby Morris told producer Max Smith the 2013 cartoons were disgusting, but also part of a broader trend in the media.
Where do I start? I mean, I thought they were pretty offensive. Just lazy, really. Like, I think it's just a lazy kind of stereotype to go for. I think they kind of, how do I put this? I don't think they're challenging like a stereotype. They're reinforcing a stereotype that I think is really sort of a sloppy thing to, it's not a, sort of a pretty weak kind of point, I thought, to make, and for not much effect, I didn't think. I don't know, I don't see who was going to, what they were hoping to achieve by drawing those cartoons.
Is that then, you think, part of what cartoons should achieve, challenging stereotypes or conventional dialogue?
Yeah, I mean, I think cartoons should be there to challenge things and to ask questions and to kind of poke and prod at things that are, you know, worth kind of poking and prodding about. But I think that should be, I think in a way you should be sort of, I think of it anyway, that it should be challenging conventional thinking or challenging the sort of the status quo on things, not necessarily reinforcing the status quo. I think you have to, I think I have to, for me, when I'm drawing a cartoon about something, I have to have actually properly thought it through, and that feel the sort of the attitude expressed in those cartoons felt like a real sort of knee-jerk gut kind of thing. That if you sat and thought about it properly and did some reading and actually kind of thought it through properly, I think you'd come to a different kind of conclusion. I think they were kind of a real surface level kind of, yeah, just kind of knee-jerk depiction of an existing stereotype that I don't think really helps anybody.
Do you think there's perhaps a market or an appreciation for this kind of blame-inducing kind of cartoons?
Yeah, I think there's always a bit of a distinction to, like, I think there's sort of a blurry line between people just sort of, you know, people often sort of bring up the free speech thing as like it being really good to provoke debate and it being really good that we can say anything and you know, we should be able to challenge, you know, have any kind of conversation, like nothing should be off limits in terms of thing. And with that, I think it's easy to confuse kind of like shock value or, you know, being edgy or something as this kind of great quality in itself, you know. But I think if you're not using that, and I think that's fine to use sort of shock value or be confrontational in a way, but I think it should be, I think you just have to use that kind of power for good, you know. Like, I think if you're using it to pick on people that are in a more vulnerable position than you, or that are the weakest people in society. I mean, who wants a call out to put the boot in on children in poverty? You know, like, who's sitting there thinking, like, I know who we need to, like, knock down a peg, those disadvantaged children, you know? Like, it's such a sort of a gutless move, I think, to use that sort of shock thing to do that. So I think I don't think it's bad in itself to be shocking or to be provocative. I think it's fine for cartoons to be provocative, but I think it should be, I guess in a way it's sort of the whole like punching up, punching down thing, you know. Like, I don't think you should, to me, I don't want to take aim at people that are in a more vulnerable position than myself. Like, I don't think there's anything for me, it's just sort of just bullying, I think, at a certain point if you're just taking pot shots at people who are already struggling, you know.
Is that not just kind of a result, though, of what is the traditional form of cartoons, which is this kind of mocking, you know, the use of caricatures and so forth to make a mockery of whoever is depicted in that cartoon? I mean, do you think that's a problem that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a problem. It is something that cartoonists, a line that cartoonists walk all the time is you're right. It has a history of coming from a place of like poking fun at things and mocking things, and often that's been, I mean, if you look back, that's usually been like at people in positions of power, you know, like you can mock the king or you can mock the prime minister or you can mock someone that's too big for their boots and is and doesn't realise that they're out of touch or something. But I just think you just have to be careful that you're not using it to stomp on people that don't deserve to be, that don't, you know, there's nothing to be gained from sort of challenging, you know. And even then, having said that, I feel like, for me personally, I know every other cartoonist is different, but for me, I have kind of shied away a little bit from that mocking thing. Like, I feel increasingly uncomfortable about that as time goes on. I think there is a bit of a shift where, say, you know, if I was drawing a cartoon about Jerry Brownlee or Paula Bennett, maybe 20 years ago it would have been more acceptable to make a sort of a joke about their weight, say, just for example, where I think these days, like, I think that's a bit of a cheap shot, and it's not really, it's sort of beside the point for me to say, you know, if I'm criticising something that they've done, for me to just sort of build into the jokes that, jokes about someone's physical appearance or all that kind of thing. So in a way, for me, for just personally, I know other cartoonists would probably still more enjoy putting the boot in on things and having a licence to do that, but I just think there's no reason to, kind of, like, there's nothing. I'd rather make I've got other points to make other than, like, sort of just mocking people for the sake of things that they can't control necessarily.
Right, and some would call that censorship, right? Cartoons becoming more politically correct. But you're saying that it's them becoming more constructive with what they're trying to get across.
Yeah, or just more considered, like, just more thoughtful, I think. I think for me, like, I think things work better when I have thought something through rather than just have a sort of a knee-jerk, like, this person's ugly or something, you know, like, it's just kind of basic and dumb to take those easy pot shots. If I'm sort of challenged to think of things, to think things through in a way that's not just, like, just mocking people for the real basic stuff, I think it makes the points more interesting and just not being a dick, basically.
To understand the dick distinction, The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.